Are you exciting or are you sad? OK, exciting, yeah. 对，那个就像刚刚我们有一个弟兄祷告的哈，他说主啊，今天不是最后一天，今天是一个新的开始的一天，所以呢，我们也是我们下山以后我们更新的第一天，所以呢，我们不要 sad， 我们在这里得着基督以后，我们下山我们就能够活出基督哈。那我们早上我们还是借着一点诗歌，我们来亲近主，这个也是我们到山下每一天的生活哈。每一天早上起来，我们就是来亲近主，来敬拜主，然后呢，我们来跟随耶稣走每一天的道路，好吗？好 ，Kevin 开始。
Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul. I'll worship Your holy name.
One more time, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.Soul, oh, my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh, my soul, I'll worship Your holy name.
Let's stand up.
Bless the Lord, oh, my soul.
有他，
唯有他是荣耀，配得我们赞美，在宝座上的杯上高扬，来敬拜他，到山起来赞美，在宝座上。
舍弃你生命的神的羔羊，唯有你是配，唯有你配的我们来跟随你，唯有你配，配的我们用一生来服侍你。荣耀归给坐宝座的羔羊，荣耀归给坐宝座的羔羊，荣耀归给坐宝座被杀的羔羊。
That we will sing glory some more. We will not grow tired or weary because you are worthy.
Amen.
You are worthy. Have we not decided that we will turn toward Jesus?
Amen.
Have we not decided that we will follow Jesus? Well, there's no turning back. There's no turning back. So we will not stand silent. We will not stand still. We will say, worthy is the Lamb. Set your throne around your people, Lord.Set your throne right here as we come and worship you. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus.No turning back, no turning back.
我已决定，
我已经决定要跟随耶稣。我已经决定要跟随耶稣。我已经决定要跟随耶稣，永不回头，永不回头。
好不好？我们 pause 一下下哈，让我们呢唱这首诗歌，不是大家都唱，我们就跟着唱。我们好不好？自己在心里面真的是来跟主立约。今天9月2号，2013年，是我跟主立约，我已经决定要跟随耶稣。当我们下山了以后呢，或许你就会 一下子就碰到很多的生活上、工作上、服事上的压力，可能你也会遇到很多的试炼、很多的诱惑。可是当我们在做每一个拣选的时候，我们都记起来，我们在今天已经跟主立约，我们要来拣选主的道路，因为这个世界还有我们这一生都不是我们的终点。 Our destiny 是在我们见主的时候，盼望到时候我们见主的时候，我们一点都不后悔。那我们今天呢，等一下我们给大家一分钟的时间，大家自己心里面跟主说，我真的决定。如果你已经决定了，等一下我们在唱的时候，你可以用你自己的语言，你习惯唱英文你就唱英文，习惯唱中文就唱中文，可是我们自己去跟主说，我已经决定要跟随你。在每一天每一时每一刻，我的每一个拣选都希望是能够活出我这个人最高的价值，在主手中最高的价值，好吗？我们现在有一点时间，大家自己跟主talk。若是你愿意，你可以闭着眼睛，你也可以向主举手，我们都来对着主唱。我们不是唱给别人听，我们乃是唱给我们最爱的主听。他为我们死，让我们余生的每一天都来为他而活。我们众人在这里向你所立的约，你都听见，你也都看见。主啊，实在也不是我们能够下决心做什么事情，实在都是你的恩典。但愿你就 你就连续我们，哦主啊，你就体谅我们愿意跟随的心，你也来帮助我们直到路终。当我们那日见你的时候，我们都不后悔我们错过今日。谢谢主，愿你在我们每一个人的身上得着荣耀。道路中，主啊，你都在我们身上得着喜悦与满足。谢谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
I hope that you slept well last night.
大家早安，希望大家昨天晚上都睡得好。
I hope you're ready for a brand new day.
希望我们都准备好了，又是新的一天。
This is the best day.
这是最好的一天。
No, not because you get to go home.
不是因为我们今天就可以回家了。
But because it's a day of drawing closer to Jesus.
因为我们又比昨天更靠近耶稣的一天。
And to follow him.
我们又可以跟随他。
And to live for him. And now when we go back home is when we get to put into practice what we've been experiencing up here on the mountain.
因为我们回家以后，我们就可以付诸实行，开始真正的走跟随耶稣的道。
You know, some people have a reputation when they come maybe to your home or whatever, they eat and they run.
有些人呢，他们就回家以后呢，他们的生活就是吃，然后就跑掉。
I don't think I have that reputation.
但是我不是这样子的人。
But I'm beginning to develop a reputation of preaching and running.
但是呢，我慢慢的就有一个这样子的名声，就是我来讲了一篇道以后呢，我就跑掉。
And so true to form, after this morning's meeting, I have to run.
因为今天我在传讲这篇信息之后，我就得赶快跑了。
I have to run to catch a plane back to New York.
因为我要搭飞机回到纽约。
And so if I don't get to say goodbye to all of you and greet you, and I just want to take the opportunity now to say thank you for your patience with me and for your love for me and your concern. Thank you very much.
So if I don't have the opportunity to say goodbye to all of you, I'll just take the opportunity to say thank you. Thank you for your patience with me and for your love for me
and your concern. You've been kind in so many ways.
你们对我都非常的有恩典。
I noticed that when Pastor Yu preaches, and if he makes a mistake, you bring notes to him right away and you correct him.
因为我发现当余牧师在讲道的时候，当他一讲错话，你们赶快就递上了纸条。
You're very kind to me, though. You hand me my notes in private.
但是呢，你们却呢在私底下给了我这些纸条。
And these are just from this morning.
这些就是我今天早上收到的纸条。
And then there's that one lady who said, I can't fit all my complaints on a little piece of paper. Could I have your email address?
有一个人说呢，我一张小纸条写不下，所以你可不可以把你的电子邮件的住址告诉我？
These really aren't bad notes.
其实这些不是真的，你们给我的纸条。
And again, thank you so much.
谢谢大家。
I guess one of the highlights for me of this retreat.Was when Pastor Yu said, "Oh no, you're not a visitor. You're family."
我想，我在这次来退休会呢，有一个很大的特点呢，就是我来的时候，余弟兄、余牧师说，你不是一个访客，你其实就是我们家庭的一员。
I don't know if he meant that or not, but I feel that way.
我不知道他是不是真的这个意思，但是这也是我的感觉。
You know, sometimes when you travel around and you visit places, you're a visitor.
因为有的时候呢，你到处的讲到，但是你好像感觉就是一个访客。
And although everyone is kind and they make you feel welcome, you're still a visitor.
但是或许大家都对你很好，也非常的欢迎你，但是你就是感觉你是一个访客。
But I don't feel like a visitor here. I feel like part of your family.
但是在这里，我不感觉自己是客人，我感觉这是这个家庭的一员。
And that's because of your love for me. And so again, just thank you so much.
这是因为你们对我的爱，再一次的向大家表达谢意。
Let's just pray before we look into the Word of God.
那我们在信息之前，我们有一个祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for all that you've done for us in these days.
主啊，我们感谢你在这几天，你为我们所做的。
We thank you for your presence with us once again this day.
主啊，我们再一次的感谢你，谢谢你与我们同在。
Lord, and as we come before you this morning, we ask that you will open our hearts to receive your word.
主啊，再一次我们向你祷告，你今天早晨你来开启我们的心，让我们来接受你的话语。
And we pray, Lord, that you'll give us the grace that we need. You've heard the commitments made this morning. We've decided to follow Jesus.
主啊，我们仰望你的恩典，让我们当我们委身说我们愿意跟随耶稣的时候，我们需要你的恩典。
We ask, Lord, that you will let us have grace that we might serve you acceptably.
主啊，让我们能够有这个恩典，我们能够在我们的侍奉上讨你的喜悦。
We are weak, but you are strong.
虽然我们软弱，但是你是刚强的。
And without you, we can do nothing.
离开了你，我们什么都不能做。
But Lord, again, this day we turn to you and we rely upon you to give us the strength that we need.
主啊，但是今天我们仰望你，我们依靠你，我们从你那里得力。
To fulfill in the mission the call that you have over every one of our lives.
让我们每一个人都可以完成你在我们身上的托付和呼召。
Lord, I pray that not one of us will miss your best.
让我们中间没有一个人会失去你所为我们预备的上好。
As we offer ourselves to you every day, that Lord, you'll lead and direct and guide in the way that you would have us to go.
当我们每一天 来向你奉献的时候，你就亲自的引领我们每一步。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you have your Bible, turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2.
让我们来看以弗所书第二章。
I'd just like to read the 10th verse.
让我们来读这前十节。
I guess I should read, let me start with the 8th verse. It is by grace that you have been saved through faith.
那从第八节开始，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
This is not of yourselves; it is the gift of God.
这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
It is not by works, lest any man should boast.
也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
And here's the verse I'd like to leave with you this morning: For we are God's workmanship.
这一节呢，就是我希望大家都注意的，就是我们原是他的工作。
Created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
Every one of us are God's workmanship.
我们每一个人都是他的工作，都是他的杰作。
It says in the NIV, we are, or it says in another translation, we are His masterpiece.
在英文的另外一个翻译里，就是说我们是他的杰作。
I don't suppose any of us have ever really thought of ourselves as a masterpiece.
我们可能没有一个人觉得我们自己是一个杰作。
But that's what he considers us.
但是他就是这样子的看我们。
We're valuable to him.
在我们对他来说是极有价值的。
We're unique and we're rare.
因为我们是很特别的，很稀有的。
And we belong to the creator of heaven and earth. We're his.
因为我们是属于他的，我们是属于这创造天地的主的。
And he's working on us.
而且他在我们身上做工。
He's wanting to fashion us and mold us and make us into masterpieces.
因为他在我们身上制作、塑造，使我们成为他的杰作。
Now you could go look in the mirror when you get back to your room or back home today and say, look in the mirror and say, there's a masterpiece.
或许当我们回到我们的房间，或是回到我们的家里， well, 我们照照镜子说，我是一个杰作。
Not so much outwardly, not so much what you see in the mirror.
或许不是外观，不是我们在镜子里所看见的。
Where he's really working is on the inside.
但是他真正的工作是坐在我们里面。
So that we become like Jesus more and more on the inside.
所以我们在我们的里头就越来越像耶稣。
There will be a reflection of that on the outside, but it starts on the inner man.
是的，我们在外面会慢慢的反射主的荣光，但是这都是从里头开始的。
Paul prays for these Ephesians that they be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man.
所以就像以弗所书里面，我们的 里面的人因他的灵而渐渐刚强。
Now many times what's going on the inside reflects on the outside.
因为常常在我们里面的就会在外头反射出来。
If Christ is in us and he's working in us, it shows on the outside there's a joy, a peace.
当他的恩 照他的恩典在我们里面工作，我们的外面就会慢慢显出来，我们会显出喜乐和平安。
Jeremiah in the 18th chapter, it says that the Lord took him down and showed him the potter working on that lump of clay.
在耶利米书第十八章这里，耶和华就让耶利米看见，他把他带到一个窑匠的家里，看见窑匠怎么样来制作这一块泥。
That lump of clay was not a masterpiece when the potter just picked it up.
当这个窑匠把这块泥拿起来的时候，这块泥它不能称为杰作。
But the potter saw what that lump of clay could become.
但是这个窑匠却可以看出来这块泥可以成为什么样的器皿。
Now the potter could take that lump of clay and plop it down and just stand there and look at it and it would never become a masterpiece.
但是如果这个窑匠把这块泥拿来就是这样子盯着它看着它，这块泥永远没有办法成为一个杰作。
And that lump of clay could never make itself into a masterpiece.
这块泥它也没有办法把自己变成一个杰作。
It had to be in the hands of the master.
这块泥必须在这个窑匠的手中。
Masterpieces are made by the master.
因为这个杰作必须是这个大师自己做出来的。
They don't start out that way, but as he shapes and as he molds,And as he fashions just the way he wants to do it, you become then a vessel unto honor.
因为他这个窑匠，他把这块泥看一看，然后开始做，照着自己的样子做，慢慢的就把它做成一个贵重的器皿。
And what Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2 is that we have been saved by the grace of God. We didn't do it ourselves.
那保罗在以弗所书第二章，他这里就说：“我们得救是因本乎恩，不是我们自己做成的。”
And now we belong to Him.
现在我们就属于他。
He has us in His hands.
我们在他的手中。
And now He starts working.
他就开始制作我们。
And He molds us just the way He wants.
他把我们磨，照着他自己的意思。
Sometimes it's not to our liking.
有的时候不是我们所喜欢的样子。
He wants to shave this part off, and we don't want that part shaved off.
有时候他想把这一块呢，他把它拿掉，但是我们不希望他把这块拿掉。
But if we let him have his way with us,
但是如果我们容许他照着他的意思做我们。
If we just acquiesce to the way that the master wants to shape us,
如果我们就顺服照着让他照着他所喜悦的方式来塑造我们。
In time, we will become vessels unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use.
渐渐的，我们就可以成为一个贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用。
And that's every one of us.
这是。对我们每一个人的
young people, old people, male, female, even me, not Asian.
这是每一个人的，包括男女老幼，包括我自己，甚至我不是亚洲人。
He wants to make every one of us into a trophy of His grace.
因为他要我们每一个人都成为他恩典的标本。
That we show forth the praises of the one who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light.
所以我们可以我们可以成为那位。召我们出黑暗入光明者的称赞。
As Brother Yu was saying yesterday, so that we to live is Christ.
就像于牧师昨天晚上说的，我活着就是基督。
And Christ is seen, and Christ is glorified, and wherever we go, we bring Jesus Christ and the fragrance of Christ with us.
所以呢，我们不管到哪里，我们都带着因认识耶稣基督而有的香气，使耶稣被人看见，被人称赞。
Now that doesn't happen overnight.
但是这不是一触可及的。
It doesn't happen over a year or two or ten.
这也不是说一天、一年或是十年就可以完成的。
Always more, more working, more of Jesus, more of His fullness, more of His salvation.
因为我们总是更不断的需要耶稣，需要他的救恩，需要他的工作。
And when He's working on us, you can be sure that the outcome will be good.
但是当他在我们身上做工的时候，我们有这个把握，就是这个结局是会美好的。
You know, when God created anything, He created it good.
因为当神创造的时候，他创造的每一样都是好的。
You go back to the early pages of Genesis, and God made this, and He made that, and He said that was good.
像我们到创世纪，我们看见在起初，当神创造的时候，他创造了这个创造的那个，每一个都是好的。
But then He made man in His own image and after His own likeness, and God created man, and He said, "That's not just good. That's very good."
但是当神创造了人，他照着他自己的形象和他的样式造人的时候，他说这不仅仅是好，这是甚好。
But there in the Garden of Eden, the serpent beguiled Eve and Adam.
但是在伊甸园里面，那个蛇呢，却欺骗了夏娃和亚当。
And what God made very good became marred by sin and disobedience.
所以神所创造的这个上好呢，却被罪还有不悖逆 而玷污了。
That fellowship and that sweet presence of God among Adam, with Adam and Eve in the garden was broken.
所以那个甜美的交通跟神的交通呢，在伊甸园里从此被
断绝了。They were thrown out of the garden.
他们就被赶出了伊甸园。
And humanity became marred by sin.
从此以后呢，我们就被罪而玷污了。
But God had a plan.
但是神有一个计划。
God had a plan to restore fallen man.
但是神有一个计划要挽回这个堕落的人类。
And Adam's likeness effaced and stamped the image of Christ in its place. Rid of the marring that was created by Adam's sin and bring us into fellowship once again with Jesus Christ.
原来神有一个计划要恢复我们之间的交通，所以要挪去那个因为罪而带来的这个玷污和摧残，重新恢复我们跟神之间那个甜美的交通。
And so God sent His only begotten Son into this world.
所以神就差遣了他的唯独一的爱子生在地上。
By grace you are saved through faith.
我们因此而得救，是本乎恩，也因着信。
He picks you up out of sin.
他从罪恶中把我们挑出来。
And he begins to work again that masterpiece.
所以他再一次在我们身上做工，把我们做成一个杰作。
Restoring us to fellowship with God through Jesus Christ.
所以他让我们重新再有跟耶稣基督有一个甜美的交通。
And then making us just what he wants us to be.
所以他就把我们塑造成他想要我们的形象。
But that requires something from us.
但是在我们这边，我们也有责任。
We need to present ourselves to him.
我们必须把我们自己交给他。
We need to give ourselves to the master.
我们必须把我们自己奉献给我们的主人。
Back in Jeremiah 18, the Lord complains about the nation of Israel. He said, "Could not I do with you what this potter does to this clay?"
所以呢，在耶利米书十八章，耶和华呢就像耶利米抱怨说，耶和华说，以色列家，我带你们岂不能像这个窑匠弄泥吗？
I want to mold you, I want to shape you, I want to fashion you like unto myself, but I can't do what I want to do with you because you're rebellious and obstinate and stubborn.
但是他却对以色列说，我希望能够像窑匠一样的来制作这块泥土，但是我没有办法，因为你们不顺服，
and some,
你们背逆我。
Sometimes every one of us are a little rebellious and obstinate and stubborn.
因为有的时候呢，我们就是顽梗，我们倔强，我们不顺服。
He wants to get rid of those places in our lives, and he wants to mold us.
因为，但是他希望把我们那一个部分能够挪去，他希望塑造我们。
That's why every day we need to say, Lord, here I am.
这就是为什么每一天我们必须到主的面前来说，主啊，我在这里。
Work in me, Lord. Bless me that I can be a blessing to others.
主啊，做工在我的身上，祝福我，所以我可以成为别人的祝福。
Fill me so that out of my life might flow rivers of living water.
主啊，来充满我，所以使我可以从我的腹中流出活水的江河。
I want you to work in me just the way you want to.
主啊，我盼望你能够做工在我的身上，就是照着你的意思。
Not my will, but your will be done.
不是照着我的意思，但是照着你的意思。
You know, in Rome, in the Vatican City, in that beautiful cathedral that they have there, there are many, many pieces of art, many masterpieces.
在罗马，在梵蒂冈，在那里有许多许多的艺术品。
And a number of years ago now, a man went into the cathedral to look around at these beautiful pieces of art.
在几年前呢，就有一个人，他们就到那个梵蒂冈那边，有许多的教堂，在教堂里面，他就观赏这些的艺术品。
There are pieces of sculpture there too, one by Michelangelo, Piazza, it's called.
在那里呢，就有一个雕像是米开朗基罗所雕的。
And this man who had gotten in there was looking at it, and when nobody was watching him, he took a little sledgehammer out of his little case, and he jumped behind the roped-off area and began to smash the Piazza, that masterpiece.
但是呢，他这个人呢，他在那边观看这个美丽的雕像的时候，在人不注意的时候，就拿出了一个锤头，就开始往这个雕像上砸。
People jumped on him, restrained him, pulled him off, but he had already done an awful lot of damage.
但是呢，人看见了就赶快去把他带走，但是他已经造成了许多的这个损害。
And so those that were responsible for that cathedral and that piece of art began to search all over the world for the best artisans that could come and restore that Piazza to its, well, to its original condition.
所以这个教堂的这些人呢，就开始在世界上各地去寻找最棒的雕塑师的这些艺术家来。 希望能够来恢复这个雕像。
And they got a group of people who could work on that, and they did work on it for several years.
所以呢，就有一群的人，他就开始在这个雕像上做工，花了大概几年的时间。
Tried to patch up all of the damage that was done and restore it again.
因为他们想要把这些破坏的地方能够补起来。
And after several years of work, they put it back again to where it was, and nobody really could tell the difference. They had done a very wonderful, good job.
几年之后，终于他们就完成了这些修补的工作，别人就看不出来曾经受损的痕迹。
That's what the Lord wants to do with us.
这也是神要在我们身上所做的。
We've been marred, we've been destroyed, we've been banged up by the enemy, but He comes to bring back into full restoration. We are His masterpiece.
就像这个雕像一样，我们也被仇敌破坏毁坏了，但是他要他要做工在我们身上，重新恢复我们那个杰作的样式。
And the tenth verse goes on to say that we have been created in Christ Jesus to do good works.
在第十节说，我们也在基督耶稣里造成的，是为了要叫我们行善。
He has created you, He saved you, He's picked you up and begins to work on you so that you might fulfill a specific assignment that He has for you.
因为他创造我们，他制作我们，他也从罪污中把我们救出来，是要叫我们可以行善。因为他在我们每一个人身上都有一个托付，一份工作。
And every one of us are different.
因为我们每一个人都不一样。
What He created me to do, good work, is different from what He created for you to do.
他创造了我，要我做的善功，跟要你做的善功是不一样的。
And you will never be fulfilled in your life until you are doing the good works that you were created by Him to do.
如果你没有办法去完成神托付你要你去完成的，你永远没有办法感觉那份满足。
You could have the best of everything. You could have your life just the way that you had hoped it to be.
你可能你的人生就照着你的希望而过过日子，你可能一切都很顺利很好。
But if you're not doing His will, there'll be an emptiness. You'll be unfulfilled.
但是如果你不是在完成，你不是在做神的工，做他的旨意，你心里不会有满足的。
You and I have been created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which He foreordained that you walk in.
因为你和我都是在耶稣基督里造成的，为要我们去行善，去他预备。
In John chapter 17 and verse 4, Jesus is praying to His Father. The beautiful prayer in John 17.
约翰福音十七章那里，主耶稣有一个美丽的祷告，他在向父神祷告。
And in that fourth verse, He says, "Father, I have finished the work that You gave me to do."
但第四节呢，他说，父啊，我已经完成了你所托付我的事。
See, Jesus didn't come to this earth when He was born of Mary and.In that Bethlehem manger, to then do His own thing throughout His life.
耶稣呢，他并不是在伯利恒的马槽里降生，为了要行他自己的事。
He was born to this earth to fulfill a specific task that was given to Him by His Father.
他降生在地上呢，是为了要去完成他父所特别托付给他的事。
That task would culminate in the cross.
那这件事情呢，在十字架上完成了。
But leading up to the cross, throughout the 33 years of His life, He always did the will of His Father.
但是在这之前的这33年的他的人生里面，他一直都是在行父神的旨意。
We read in the Bible that Jesus, He would pray that He would do the will of His Father.
我们在福音书里面看见，他也向父神祷告，他能够完成，他能够照着神的旨意做。
I delight to do Thy will, O God.
他说：“父啊，我喜悦做你的工。”
And so throughout the years of His life, no matter what it was, what day it was, every day was, "Here I am, Father. Here I am. What do You want me to do today?"
所以在他地上的33年的时间里面，每一天他都是在父亲的面前说：“父啊，我在这里，你要我做什么？”
And so you read over and over again that He was told to do this or that. He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted. He was brought here or brought there, led by God to do the will of God every single day of His life.
所以在福音书里面，我们看见每一天他都是被父神指示的去做。有的时候他被圣灵带去受试探，有的时候他行父神的旨意，每一天他都做父神的工。
The day that He went to call many of His disciples, it says He got up a great while before the day and He prayed.
那一天他当他要呼召十二个门徒的时候，圣经说他天还没亮，他就起来为这件事情祷告。
I wonder if in that time of fellowship and communion with his father, he was helped to know and told who it was or where he should go to find these men that he would gather that would become those disciples.
所以我相信，在他跟父神这个亲密的交通里面，父神就指示他应该呼召哪一些人出来成为他的门徒。
And then we know that in the 19th chapter of John's Gospel, the 30th verse, when Jesus hung on the cross, right before he died, he cried out, "It is finished."
在约翰福音十九章三十节，在那里，耶稣在十字架上，他尝了那醋以后，他就说，成了。
Because every day I've lived and done the will of my Father, it's brought me to the place where now it's culminated at the cross, and I've finished the work that he's given for me to do.
因为在我地上的每一天的日子，耶稣他就是遵行父神的旨意行，直到上了十字架。所以在上了十字架之后，他可以说成了。
See, what you do today is important for what will happen 5-10 years from now.
所以你今天所做的事情，对你5年、10年之后非常重要。
You follow Jesus faithfully today and give your life to him today and tomorrow follow Jesus again and give your life to him and every day, not just the big events of our lives, but day by day to live for him, to walk with him, to follow him, to obey him and to please him.
所以如果我们今天把自己奉献给神，我们顺服他的旨意，明天我们把自己奉献给神，顺服他的旨意，我们每一天都这样子跟随耶稣，我们就是走一条跟随耶稣的道路。
Here I am, Lord.
我在这里，主啊。
Brother, you mentioned yesterday that the Apostle Paul had the same experience, and at the end of his life in 2 Timothy, he said, I have finished my course.
就像昨天晚上于牧师说的，保罗他在写给提摩太书的时候，他就说，那美好当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
Paul's great desire was to finish the work that God had given him to do.
保罗他心中最大的盼望呢，也就是要能够完成他所领受的职事。
The work that he has foreordained, those good works that he foreordains that we walk in, it just is not one event, it's just not one time at one place, but we need to learn to present ourselves and give ourselves every single day.
所以呢，我们所要我们去做的行善，还有预备要我们做的功呢，不是几件大的事情而已，而是每一天我们都要顺服神，我们都要我们都要跟随耶稣。
It's a very, to me, it's a mind-boggling thought to think that God has prepared those works beforehand for us to walk in.
对我来说，这是非常的耐人寻味的。当我想到说，神其实已经为我们预备了这些功。
In the plan of God, in the mind of God, He already foreknew and has those works that He wants you to fulfill. And then He created you, and then He saved you for the purpose of realizing that which He has already foreordained that you walk in.
所以呢，神其实在我们他其实在他的他早就知道，早就看见他要为他为我们预备要去完成的那个功，然后他才创造我们，而且他救我们，来塑造我们，使我们可以去行那些善功。
That's how great and how big our God is.
这就是我们的神何等的伟大。
And then if I don't give myself, if I don't say, "Here I am, Lord,"it's not that I throw the whole thing out of whack. He's already got that figured into the whole equation.
但是呢，如果我没有办法说主啊，我在这里的话，并不会就因此而破坏了神的计划。神早就知道这些。
That's how great our God is.
这就是我们的神何等的伟大。
That's why in Ephesians chapter 1 it says that he has already previously, he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places.
所以这就是在以弗所书第一章说，神已经赐给我们在天上地上一切属灵的福分。
See, God has it all planned and figured out already.
神早就计划好了。
And he has that assignment created and ready for us to find and to walk in and to fulfill.
所以他呢，他就创造我们，而且他也带领我们，让我们发现去寻找到他对我们的托付。
So that we too stand perfect and complete.In all the will of God, finishing our course.
所以呢，当我们在结束的时候，我们可以站在神的面前，我们已经完成了我们的做工。
In Philippians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul says, "Work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God that works in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure.
所以就在以弗所书里面，他说我们要存着敬畏的心，做成得救的功夫，因为他在我们立志行善是出于他的。
We don't have to create the will of God; we have to find it and walk in it.
我们不需要来创造神的旨意，但是我们必须要来寻找到神的旨意而行在其中。
He has already created what He has in store for us, and He wants us to find His will for our lives. Not my will.But His will be done. And because of that, we say every day, here I am, Lord.
所以呢，其实神早就为我们预备好了一个善工，他早就预备好了他自己的旨意，他是希望我们能够来找着他以后，不是然后我们过一个生活，不是照着我们的意思，而是照着他的意思。我们对他说，主啊，我在这里。
There are people all over the place that are trying to find themselves.
因为世界上的人到处都在寻找自我。
I don't know what that means. What are you looking for? I'm trying to find myself.
但是我不知道这到底是什么意思。这是什么意思？你们在找你们的自己自我。
If anybody here is trying to find themselves, just you know, there you are. You're right here.
如果我们当中有人说我在寻找自我，你就在这里，这就是你啊。
And if you don't know what you're looking for, how are you going to know what you found if it's yourself when you find it?
如果你不知道你自己到底在寻找什么，那么就算你找到了，你怎么知道你已经找到了呢？
We don't have to try to find ourselves. We have to try to find His will for our lives.
我们不需要寻找自我，我们要找的是他在我们身上的旨意。
One of the bad things that you can do is to live your life and not fulfill the destiny or the purpose of God that He's called you to.
一件可怕的事呢，就是我们活着，但是我们却没有找到神的旨意，而且没有完成神要我们完成的工。
Then you're just existing. You're not really living.
那这样子的话，我们只是生存，我们只是活着而已，我们却没有活得很丰满。
He has come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly, and that life is in Him.
因为耶稣说我来了是要人得生命而且得的更丰盛这个生命是在耶稣基督里的
And if you're not in him you have biological life but you don't have abundant life you don't have fullness of life and you're certainly not satisfied because you're not fulfilling the potential that he created you for
但是如果我们不在耶稣基督里的话我们的生命不过就是天然的肉体的生命我们的生命不是一个丰盛的生命那我们没有办法如果我们没有去做神要我们做的工，我们不会得到满足。
I would just like to suggest to you five different helps that I believe might instruct us as to how to find our purpose and God's will and His plan for our lives.
下面呢，我想跟大家提五个建议，来帮助我们能够找着神在我们生命中的旨意，而且行在其中。
The first thing is from the Bible that we can find that.Our calling will always include a passion.
第一个呢，我们可以在圣经里看见，我们的呼召呢，总是会包括我们的热情在里面的。
There'll be a burning desire to do the will of God.
因为在我们里面会有一个焚烧的这个热情，想要来做神的工。
Nothing else can take the place. You know what He'd have you to do. You know what He's created you for. And tell me not of aught beside.
因为你会心里知道，你知道神要你做什么，其他的事情都不算。
Now that's not always the case at the beginning.
但是在起初的时候，不是一开始就是这样的。
He picks us up as a lump of clay, and he starts to do whatever he wants to do with us.
因为当他拣选我们，他把我们提出来的时候呢，他开始做工在我们身上。
And we don't like it. We don't want to be what he wants us to be. We want to be what we want to be. We're his. He's purchased us, but we still have our own will. That dies a little bit. Well, it's hard to kill that thing.
因为当他用重价把我们买赎之后呢，但是我们还是想走自己的路，做自己的事。这个东西要死呢，需要一点时间。
But as we submit ourselves to Him,
但是当我们顺服在他的旨意底下
，as we learn that His way is best for us,
但是当我们终于发现神的旨意对我们来说是最好，是上好的。
He begins to set within our hearts a real passion, a real desire to do the will of God.
然后他慢慢的就在我们里面放一个热情，一个渴慕，要去做神的旨意，尽管他的工。
Whatever that may be, and wherever it might be.
不管这件事情是什么，或是在哪里。
The day that I was ordained to full-time Christian service, one of the older pastors said to me, "Ernie, if there's anything else in the world that you can do, do it."
那天当我被爱慕的时候，他们有一个年长的对我说，Brother Ernie， 你如果还有其他的事情，你能做你想做的，你就去做。
No, but that he didn't mean, you know, if you're smart enough to get another job, go find one or something like that. But he meant if there's not that desire, that compulsion to follow the Lord into the way that He's called you to go, if you can go be a gym teacher and be glad and happy about it, go do it. Because God gives you a passion for doing what He places on your heart to do.
他的意思呢是说，神会把一个热情、一个负担、一个焚烧的一个热情和负担放在你里面，不管那个是什么，那你就要去做。
Where you will begin to say, along with Jesus, I delight to do Your will, O God.
我们呢会开始对主说，主啊，我愿意行你的旨意。
It may not be the easiest life.
可能不是最容易的人生。
It might not be the most comfortable life.
可能不是最舒适的人生。
But you will never be fulfilled in your heart, in your inner being, unless you are in the perfect will of God.
但是除非我们行在神美好、善良、纯全的旨意里面，我们不会满足的。
For Jesus, who delighted to do the will of God, it meant a cross.
对耶稣来说他喜悦神去做神的旨意，就是去上十字架。
But he was willing to do the will of God and even death on a cross.
他是顺服神的旨意，一直顺服到死，甚至上十字架。
When the Lord called Jeremiah to be a prophet,
当神呼召耶利米做一个先知
，Jeremiah wasn't happy about that. He didn't like that idea.
当时呢，耶利米他并不喜欢这个。
He voiced some complaints as a young man.
所以这个年轻人呢，他就有一点抱怨。
But after a while, you find Jeremiah saying, "It's like a fire shut up in my bones, and I can't forbear. I have to speak the word of God."
但是慢慢的呢，这个年轻人就说，这个神的话在我的里面好像一个焚烧的火，我没有办法不说神的话。
Jesus said, "The zeal of your house hath eaten me up."
就像耶稣说那个我为神的殿心里忧愁甚如火烧。
He had such a desire that that temple be a house of prayer and a place where God is manifest and His presence can be felt.
因为他的心里就燃烧了这个热切的火，他希望神的殿成为一个祷告的殿。
That just became his compassion, a compulsion within him.
所以这就变成了他心里的一个催促的负担和力量，而且他的热情。
The Lord will make you passionate about doing His will.
所以主呢，他就有这个热情要行父神的旨意。
The Apostle Paul said, "Woe is me if I preach not the gospel of Jesus Christ."
像使徒保罗呢，他就说，如果我不传福音，我就有祸了。
I have to do this. I know bonds and afflictions await me, but none of these things move me.I neither count on my life dear unto myself. I just have to do what He wants me to do.
像使徒保罗说，是的，我就没有办法不传福音。虽然我知道有逼迫和有锁链在我面前，但是如果我并不以我的性命为念，我要传福音。
It becomes the passion of your life.
这变成他的人生的一份热情。
It can be in a regular vocation where you go to your job, but you know that you're there in the will of God.
但是这也很可能就是你的职业，但是 你上班的时候，你知道你行在神的旨意中。
This is not just for full-time Christian workers and missionaries and pastors.
我这里讲的热情呢，不是只是讲全时间的传道人或是宣教士而已。
Every one of us can have a passion for life.
因为我们每一个人都可能在我们的生命中有一份热情。
Where we face each new day as a challenge and an adventure with Jesus Christ.
那我们每一天呢，我们就活在这个挑战中，但是我们跟耶稣一起，好像在冒险一样。
Wondering how He's going to work, what He's going to do, how He's going to use us as we give ourselves to Him every day.
每一天呢，当我们把自己奉献给他的时候，我们就是要来看，我们要来稀奇他如何的可以用我们。
Don't live a life without passion.
不要过一个日子是没有热情的生活。
Don't be bored through all your days.
不要让你每天的日子都是很无聊、很乏味的。
Some people hate their lives.
有些人他们恨恶他们的生活。
I wish I didn't have to go to work.
他们说，我希望我不用去上班。
I understand. Sometimes work is not fun.
我知道有的时候呢，上班并不好玩。
But I'm there for Jesus.
但是我在那里是为了主的缘故。
The computer's secondary. I'm here for Jesus.
电脑只是次要的，我在那里是为了主的缘故。
I'm in that office for Jesus. I'm not there to serve the boss. I'm serving the Lord Christ.
我去上班，我到我的办公室是为了主的缘故。我不是来这里服侍我的老板，我是来这里服侍主耶稣。
And whatever I do in word or deed, I'm doing it all for the glory of God.
不管我在地上做什么，我做都是为了神的荣耀做的。
And then your life wouldn't be boring, and you wouldn't just exist and have to go through the week. And I can't wait for the weekend. Every day will be a new beginning with Jesus.
所以呢，你的人生就不会这么的乏味，这么的无聊，因为而每天就是等着时间过去，等候周末来临而已。因为你活着是为了主耶稣的缘故。
Yeah, I used to play a lot of sports when I was younger.
在我年轻的时候，我很喜欢体育活动。
And I've noticed this that it's the team sometimes with more passion, with more desire that wins the game, not necessarily the ones that have the most talent.
在我们体育活动里面，我们就发现有的时候那些赢的人呢，他们不一定是比较有才干的，或是比较有天分的，而是他们有那份热情热切。
You might be more qualified and more able, but if you're just going through the motions like a robot,
但或许你会你会很有技术，很有天分，但是呢，如果你没有这份热情，你就好像是一个机器人一样做这些动作。
You're not going to get anywhere.
你不会有什么成就的。
But if there's a vigor, there's an enthusiasm, there's a joy in serving Jesus.
但是如果我们有这份热情，这份热切，有这份喜乐来服侍耶稣。
Do you know that old song that says, "The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows"?
那有一首歌就说，我越服侍耶稣，越感觉甘甜。
The more that I love him, more love he bestows.
我越爱他呢，就越多的爱来赐给我。
Each day is like heaven, my heart overflows.
因为每一天都好像在天堂一样，因为我的心花怒放。
The longer I serve him, the more boring he grows. Oh no, no. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows.
并不是说我越服侍他，他越乏味，而是我越服侍他越甜美。
You know, why is it that there are so many Christian people that look like the longer they serve him, they look more like a pickle than they do an effervescent vessel unto honor?
但是有些基督徒呢，他们越服侍神，就越像一块腌黄瓜，而不是那个越服侍神越喜乐。
We sing there is joy, joy, joy in serving Jesus, joy that throbs within my heart.
但是我们唱的歌呢，却是说，有喜乐洋溢在我心中。当我服侍耶稣的时候
，Do you ever sing that song here in your congregation?
我们是不是也有唱这首歌呢
？Look around the next time you sing that song.
当我们下一次再唱这首诗的时候
，There is joy, joy, joy in serving Jesus. Joy that throbs within.Heart.
我们是不是就这样唱？我们侍奉耶稣真有快乐，但是非常的困，无聊乏味。
The Lord wants to give you a passion.
但是神要给你一份热情。
He wants to fill you with life.
他要你充满了生命力。
He wants to give you an abundance of life.
他要赐给你一个丰盛的生命。
He wants you to find the will of God for your life, and when you find the will of God, He'll give you a passion to fulfill it and to do it.
他希望你能够找到神在你生命中的旨意。当你找到了以后，他会赐给你这份热情去完成神的旨意。
We got to move quick, or I'm going to miss my plane.
我们要赶快讲，免得我搭不上飞机。
So let's move on. Also, there's your gifting. Your gifting.
然后呢 你们每一个都有恩赐。
Every one of us has been endowed or given abilities by God.
神赐给我们每一个人都有一份恩赐，一份才干。
Not everybody recognizes that the abilities they've been given are from God, but every good and perfect gift comes from above.
或许别人看不出来，但是我们知道每一个好的恩赐都是从神来的。
Now before you became his lump of clay, before he purchased you, you call those things your natural abilities or your talents.
在我们被重价买赎回来之前呢，我们就说这是我们的天分才干。
Some people can sing, some people can't sing. Some people are good at math, and some people are good at sciences, and so on and so on. And we all have different strong points, different abilities.
因为有些人会唱歌，有些人没办法唱歌，有些人他们很会数学，有些人很会科学。这些呢，我们就说是他们的强项，他们的才干。
Now, where do those abilities come from?
那这些是从哪里来的？
Yes, you work on those abilities and you develop them and you hone your skills and you try to improve and that's always right to do. But where did that innate ability come from? It comes from God.
是的，我们会说我们自己花了很多的心血，我们来训练自己，来培养。但是这起初的这个天分从哪里来的呢？从神来的。
I cannot draw at all.
我就是没有办法画画。
You ever play the game Pictionary?
有没有玩过这个游戏？就是说
，You do not want me on your team if you play Pictionary.
就是画图猜字的这个游戏。
I whatever I draw, it all looks the same.
不管我画什么，别人看起来都是一样的。
It just doesn't work. Nobody could ever guess what I'm trying to make.
每一次我画了呢，没有人能够猜得出来是什么。
I have no ability along that line.
所以我在这一方面就是没有这份才干。
I'm lucky I can write my name.
我大概就只能写我的名字了。
And there are others of you with, again, other abilities that we have.
那我们别人可能有别的才干。
When we belong to Him, when we come out of our own little realm of serving ourselves with our abilities, and we give ourselves to Him.
当我们从服侍自己的这个小范围里面被提出来，我们开始来服侍神。
You don't just give Him your heart and your soul; you give Him your all, including your abilities.
当我们说我们把自己奉献给神的时候，我们不是只是给他们我们。给神我们的心灵而已，而是我们给他全部，包括我们的才干。
And then I don't call those things natural abilities anymore. We call them spiritual. I call them spiritual abilities or spiritual gifts. There's a link now to God.
因为当我们把这些奉献给神之后，我就不再称它为我们天然的才干，而是我们属灵的才干，因为他们现在跟神连在一起了。
We're not using our abilities for our own ends, but we're using them to glorify Him and to bless others.
因为我们不再用这些才干来为了我们的需要，而是用这些才干来荣耀神，而且来祝福别人。
He blesses us first of all that we might be a blessing to others.
因为他先来祝福我们，使我们可以成为别人的祝福。
According to the abilities and talents that He gives, we then use those abilities by the grace of God to help the people of God and the kingdom of God and to glorify His name.
所以我们靠着他的恩典，借着他所赐给我们的才干，我们来服侍他，服侍他的国度，服侍他的百姓。
In 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 10, Peter says, "Whatever gifts you have, if you speak, then speak as an oracle of God, according to the ability that God gives."
那在彼得前书第四章第十节，他就说，个人要照着所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。你如果是话语的执事，你就专心做话语的执事。
If you serve, then do it as to the ability that God has given you. You're just a steward of what it is that He has entrusted to you. That now you then have the opportunity to connect to eternal values and use for His honor and His glory.
所以就是做神恩赐的管家，因为你现在呢，可以把你的恩赐、把你的才干跟神连在一起。
And in using those abilities for the gifts for the kingdom of God, you will find that there's a passion involved in it also.
因为当我们把我们这些恩赐才干用为了神的国来用的时候，我们就会发现我们有这份热情。
If it doesn't bless God's people and it doesn't glorify God, perhaps you've missed what He has for you.
如果我们这些没有办法来荣耀神或是来祝福神的百姓，或许我们错过了神要我们做的。
Your singing ability isn't just so that you can make $1 million.
或许神祝福你有一个歌唱的才干，并不是叫你从此能够变成百万富翁。
The mind that He has given you to figure things out and the ability to think and to reason is not just so that you can rise to the top and be the CEO.
神或许祝福你，让你有一个很聪明的头脑，可以研究，可以解决问题，并不是就是让你从此能够平步青云，直到做了一个总裁。
But in the service of the King, every talent I shall bring.
但是当我们服侍我们天上的王的时候， 我们每一个才干都可以成
长。And then you have peace and joy and blessing in the service of the king.
然后当我们服侍主的时候，我们就可以有喜乐平安。
There was
a
professional football coach named Tony Dungy.
有一个橄榄球职业的橄榄球教练叫 Tony Dungy.
He's a good Christian man.
他是一个很好的基督徒。
Loves the Lord.
他爱主。
He's a very good football coach.
那他也是一个很好的橄榄球的教练。
A few years ago, he had a very good football team, the Indianapolis Colts.
那几年以前呢，他就是他有一个很好的球队 Indiana Colts.
His team went through the regular season and did very well.
所以呢，他在这个足球季节里面，他的球队打得非常好。
They were getting ready to go into the playoffs.
所以他们就要进入那个决赛。
And before they started in the playoffs, he prayed, and this is what he prayed.
那在进入决赛之前，他有一个祷告，这就是他的祷告。
Lord, show me how to use this place that you have brought me into to glorify your name.
他的祷告说：“主啊，你把我带到这个地步，你教导我，让我如何在这个地步，现在这里来荣耀你。”
I have a national stage now because of where our team has gotten, but I don't want to use it just for my own glory. I want your name to be glorified through my life, through the ability and talent that you've given me to be a football coach.
现在因为我的足球队打得很好，我们要进入那个全国的决赛，所以在这个时候，我希望我们做的都能够荣耀你，借着你所赐给我的恩赐才干，我希望来用来荣耀你。
His team did well in those playoffs, and they won several games, and then they got to the Super Bowl, the last game.
然后呢，他们的这个球队就打得很好，一直打到 Super Bowl 的时候。
And he prayed. This is in his book. He wrote a book. Tony Dungy did. And this is in his book. He prayed, Lord, win or lose.Make it so that I can use this game as a platform to glorify your name.
然后在他们在打 Super Bowl 之前，这个是记载在他自己的自传里面。他写了一本书。他说：“主啊，不管我们这一次的球赛是赢还是输，我希望你能够用来荣耀你的名。”
There's a man who has recognized that his gifts and abilities can be connected.To the glorifying of God.
在这里有一个人，他看见了神所赐给他的恩赐和才干，可以跟神的旨意连在一起。
Even as a football coach.
尽管是一个橄榄球的教练。
Not as a preacher, not as a missionary, as a football coach.
他也不是一个牧师、传道人或是宣教士，但是他只是一个橄榄球教练。
And because he connected his ability to the power of God to supply his need.He has been used by God to lead many people to the Lord Jesus Christ as a football coach.
但是呢，因为他可以把他自己的才干和天赋跟神的旨意连在一起，而且靠着神的力量，他可以带许多的人信主。他不过就是一个橄榄球的教练。
And it could go on and on about different people who, in their vocations, in their lives, have used wherever they are to glorify Him. The Bible says, whatever you do.In word or in deed, whether you eat or drink, do it all to the glory of God.
我们可以举出更多许许多多的例子。这些人在他们的工作场合里面，他们可以荣耀神。就像圣经说的，不管你做什么，或吃或喝，不管说话行事，都是为了神的荣耀而行。
So here I am, Lord. I want to do your will.
所以我们就说，主啊，我在这里是来行完你的旨意。
I want to find the purpose that you created me. I want to fulfill those good works.
主啊，我要找到你创造我的目的，而且我要来完成这些。
He will give you a passion for it, and he will use your abilities, your spiritual gifts.
他会把一个热情给你，而且他会帮助你来用这些属灵的恩赐。
Let's move on ahead.
让我们继续。
Your experiences.
还有你的经历。
Good experiences, bad experiences, all the experiences of your life.
不管所有你人生里的经历，不管是好的还是不好的。
I think we can easily understand how the good things that happen to us, the good experiences can be used to further the kingdom of God.
是的，我们很容易明白如何我们这个好的经历可以用来荣耀神和他的国度。
How about the bad things?
那这些不好的事呢？
How about the things that we don't like, that things that we've really made mistakes about and done wrong?
有些是我们不好的事情呢，还有那些我们犯的错误呢。
Is God so big that He can even take the mistakes and turn them around to glorify His name?
我们的神是不是大到一个地步，他可以把我们所犯的错误来改变，来为了他的旨意和荣耀呢？
It's amazing that the answer to that question is yes, He can.
但是很奇妙的，这个答案就是是的，他可以。
That doesn't mean to say we should all go out and try to do bad things so that He can use them for His glory.
但是我并不是说我们现在就可以到处去做坏事，然后他可以用我们所做的坏事来荣耀他自己。
But I find sometimes there are people that, oh, I did wrong, I was so bad, I didn't do it right.
但是有些人呢，他们就是非常的懊恼和后悔，说：“
I wasted these years of my life. I was in the wrong path, and I was doing that. May be all true, but when you came to Jesus, He picked you up, and now He's making something out of you. The old is gone. The old is finished. He breaks it apart, and He starts making a new lump of clay, fashioning it like He wants to.”
有些人他们非常的懊恼，说他们说他们把过去的这些年日都荒废了，但是神他救了我们，把我们从那边提出来，他把我们塑造起来以后，他可以继续的来用我们，为了他的荣耀。
Think about a man named Charles Colson.
有一个人叫 Charles Colson.
Charles Colson was a lawyer, and then he became a prominent member of the Richard Nixon, President Richard Nixon's cabinet.
他这个 Colson 呢，他以前是一个律师，后来他就成为那个尼克森总统的内阁员。
A very capable and qualified man.
他是一个非常有才干的人。
A very strong-willed man.
他也是一个非常有魄力和决心的人。
If you remember back in those years, we went through something that was called Watergate.
你还记得吗？在那些年呢，有那个水门事件。
And he and well as many others got themselves into a lot of trouble.
所以这个 Colson 还有其他几个人呢，他们捅了一个大的篓子，他们出了一些差错。
And Charles Colson was given a jail sentence for his wrongdoing.
所以呢 ，Colson 呢，因着他的错误呢，他被判刑入狱。
No, that's bad. He wasn't a Christian. He didn't know the Lord, and now he's in jail.
所以这是一个不好的事。他当时不是一个基督徒，他不认识主，而且他现在进了监狱。
But there in jail, he finds the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior.
但是在监狱里面，他却找着了耶稣基督做他个人的救主。
He serves out his sentence and is released.
当他狱刑期满之后，他出狱了。
No, not to go back into politics.
他就不回到政坛。
Not to go back into his law firm.
他也不回去他的律师事务所。
But the Lord had given him a new passion.
但是神给了他一份新的热情。
And he had an ability now to fulfill in that call of God.
那他现在呢，有这个能力去完成神在他身上的呼召。
God gave him a heart for other inmates, other prisoners.
神就把一份这个负担把放在里面，就是为了这些监狱里的人。
Chuck Colson went back into the jails and began to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to the inmates.
所以 Chuck Colson 呢，他就再回到监狱里面，向监狱里的犯人传福音。
He developed an organization, and others joined and helped him in reaching inmates, prisoners with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
他就开始了一个事工，别的人也加入了他的事工，他们就开始向监狱里的犯人传福音。
And today, that organization that Charles Colson started is the largest prison ministry in the world.
今天呢，到今天为止，他所成立的事工是全世界最大的一个监狱事工。
God had foreordained good works for that man to walk in.
所以神呢，早早就为了这一个人预备了一份善工。
But he first needed to be brought into right relationship with Jesus Christ.
但是他必须先被带到跟耶稣基督有一个对的关系。
And then he needed to ask the Lord, "What do you want me to do?" Here I am.
这个人必须向神说：“主啊，我在这里，你要我做什么？”
And God gave him a passion, and gave him the ability, and used his bad experience for the glory of God.
那然后神呢，就用了他的才干，用了他不好的经历来完成这份事工，为了神的荣耀。
There are times when people do bad things to us, harm us intentionally.
有的时候有些人他们做一些事情来伤害了我们。
God can even use those experiences to glorify His name.
但是神可以用那些经历 来荣耀他自己的名。
Like Joseph, remember when his brothers sold him into slavery. First they wanted to kill him, sold him into slavery. He went into Potiphar's house, falsely accused, goes into jail, forgotten in jail. And all through to the end of his life, he finally says at the end in the 50th chapter of Genesis, you all meant it for evil, but God meant it for good.
就像在圣经里约瑟的故事，他在小的时候，他的弟兄们原来要杀他，后来把他卖成奴隶。他到了波提乏家里，又因为被诬告了，又进了监狱，后来又被忘记了。但是到经过了种种样的遭遇，但是在最后，创世纪第五十章的时候，他却说出来：“你们的意思是坏的，但是神的意思是好的。”
Did I say all that? That's what God is able to do for you, with you.
但是这就是神能够在你们身上做的。
He has good works. He's foreordained that you walk in.
因为他早就为我们预备好了一个善工，要我们来做。
He wants to mold you and shape you so that he then can use you in the plan and the will that he has for your life.
他要在你身上制作塑造，所以他能够使你能够完成他要你完成的善工。
He'll give you a passion to doing his will.
而且他会给你一份热情去做他的旨意。
He'll enable or gift you along the line that he wants to use you in.
但是他也同时会给你恩赐和才干。
And he'll use the past experiences that you've been through, good, bad, or ugly. He'll use them for his glory.
他也可以用你过去的经历，不管是好的、不好的，甚至于丑陋的，他都可以用来荣耀他的名。
I'm just going to mention the last two because I just missed my plane.
最后，我就再讲两点，不然的话我就不能赶上飞机了。
Your experiences,
你的经历
and then your personality,
还有你的性格。
We're all different. No two of us are alike. Some of us are outgoing. Some of us are introverts.
我们每一个人的性格不一样，有的人外向，有的人内向。
Some feel more comfortable in front of large groups of people. Some are more comfortable in personal work.
有些人喜欢在人多的地方，有些人比较在人少的地方感觉比较舒服。
Although when you come to Jesus, you become a new creation in Christ, where what was marred is now worked upon and restored. He doesn't make you what you're not.
虽然呢，我们说我们现在在基督里，神挽回了我们，塑造了我们，但是他并不是把我们改变完成，成为我们原来都不是的那个样子。
He has made you the way he has chosen to make you, so that you then fit into the good works that he has foreordained that you walk in.
因为他照着他选择了，他照着他所选择的样子来创造我们，所以呢，他也希望我们能够走在他的旨意里面。
And then finally, it comes to the place of opportunity.
再来呢，就是机会。
Where God creates that intersection.
当神创造了有一些的交集的机会。
He connects you to the opportunity that ties you to the destiny that he has for you.
因为他把我们带到了一些机会，这些机会跟我们的人生的目标有关。
It only makes sense that if you're not following him and you're not walking with him every day, you'll never get to that intersection.
但是如果我们不是每一天都跟随他的话，我们可能到不了那个交集、那个机会。
But as you give yourself every day to Lord, here I am. What today? What would you have me to do? What do you want me to serve? How do you want me to serve? Every day, he brings you then to the place where he opens the doors before you.
但是如果我们每一天都说主啊我在这里你今天要我做什么我们每一天都跟随他突然有一天我们就到达了那个交集他就把一个门向我们敞开
There's not a lot of strain or stress or fretting about this
这不是一个 很辛苦是很焦虑的一件事情
I do not subscribe to the understanding or idea that to find the will of God has to be an enigma has to be something that's mystical that we it's a puzzle that we can't figure out
我不认为要去寻找神的旨意是一件很神秘或是说一个很辛苦的的一件事情
We don't have to start trying to break down doors and create our own opportunities.
我们不需要到处去把门打开，或是来为自己创造什么机会。
Where he leads me, I will follow.
不管他如何的带领我们，带领我们到哪里，我们就跟随就是了。
What do you want today? Here I am, Lord.
主啊，今天你要我做什么？
And then he'll just bring you to the place he wants you as you follow him, and he'll make you what he wants you to be as you follow him and acquiesce to his will.
我们就每一天的跟随他，他会塑造我们成为他要我们的。我们每一天塑造，我们每天就跟随他。
It's really not that hard. Just follow Jesus every day, and you'll never be sorry.
我们就是简单的每一天跟随他，这样并不难，而且我们永远不会后悔。
And so, not just these past 3 days, but every day, we say, "Here I am, Lord." Is it I, Lord?
让我们不是只是在这三天说主啊，我在这里。
I have heard you calling in the night.
主啊，我听见你的呼召。
I will go, Lord, if you lead me.
你若领我，我为你去。
I will hold your people in my heart.
我必将你的子民放心中。
I want to do your will. I've decided to follow Jesus.
我愿意行你的旨意，因为我已经决定要跟随耶稣。
And so, Lord, take us as we are.
主啊，照着我们的本相来接受我们。
And make us what you want us to be.
并且帮我们塑造成为你要我们成为的样式。
You already have it all figured out. You know what you want from our lives. And Lord, we pray that we'll allow you to make us what you want us to be so that we fulfill and finish the course.
主啊，你早就知道你要我们成为什么的样式，所以主啊，我们就说你照着你的旨意把我们塑造成，使我们可以来行完这个你的旨意。
Lord, we give ourselves body, soul, and spirit.
主啊，我们把我们的身心灵都奉献给你。
No matter what it cost.
不管代价何大。
And we ask it for Jesus' sake.
为了主耶稣的缘故。
Lord, I pray that you'll bless all of my brothers and sisters here in this assembly.
主啊，我为这个教会的每一位弟兄姐妹祷告。
Lord, you have a plan for every one of them, and may they fit into the plan of God.
主啊，你在他们每一个人身上都有一份旨意。
Lord, we pray that the assembly, the church at large, will fulfill in the call of God and in the will of God that you have entrusted to them.
主啊，我也为这个教会整体的来祷告。主啊，让他们能够成就你所给他们的托付。
Bless Pastor Yu, Lord.
主啊，祝福于牧师。
As he looks to you and as he gives himself to you, we pray that you will mold him and make him just the way that you want.
当他仰望你，并且把自己奉献给你的时候，你要来塑造他，塑造他，就是照着你的心意。
And Lord, that every one of us will cooperate and find the plan and will of God and pull together and work together and serve together in the love of Christ.
主啊，让每一位弟兄姐妹，我们都一起来合作，我们来服侍主。
All to the praise and the glory and the honor of Jesus Christ.
为了他，为了主耶稣基督的称赞和荣耀。
We are your masterpiece.
主啊，我们是你的杰作。
You are working in us.
你也在我们身上做工。
Finish your new creation.
主啊，在我们身上成就你的新造。
Pure and spotless, let us be.
让我们成为圣洁光明无瑕疵。
In Jesus' name, we ask it.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
神祝福你们。
Thank you, Christine. Thank you.